dependencies, a delay in one step is passed in full to the next step. An advance made in one step is usually wasted. That means that task number 1, I have put 25 days, but actually I have completed in 15 days, I have saved 10 days. Do I get that advantage? No. Normally this saved time is wasted, Parkinson's law. In sequential steps, the deviations do not average out, delays accumulate while advances do not accumulate. Dependency, dependent on one, like that road runner. The person who is behind is delayed. So, does it actually, does he cover the distance? No. Delay remains the delay only. It will accumulate. Early finish never gets reported. Suppose I work with a very good efficiency and I complete my work before the scheduled due date. Nobody takes care of that. There is little positive incentive to finish ahead of time. Nobody appreciates that, look, you had 25 days time and you have finished in 20 days. In fact, people will criticize. Early finisher may be accused on sandbagging the estimates. They say, okay, you have put too many safety. Actually, the required time was 15 days only. You have only put safety. Nobody will appreciate that. He has saved 10 days. Future estimates are cut based on such history. Next time, he will get 15 days only and will be blamed if he is delayed on that. The next task may not be ready for early start. You have completed in 15 days, but next fellow is not ready. So, what you have saved is wasted. Not being liked by colleague who are struggling to meet their due dates. People will criticize. They don't like him because this man has completed in less time. So, early finish never gets reported. Early finish doesn't have any incentive, and so the project only gets delayed. So what we learn? Safety. We try to protect the performance of each step. Most of the protection is wasted. Remember this. You have given protection. Why the project gets delayed? Because the protection is wasted. Ground level thinking, very clear thinking, understand the reasons, cause and effect. We try to protect the performance of each step, most of this protection is wasted, and putting safety at step level may not be a good idea. What we have done? We are able to do the job in 15 days, we have put 25 days. It is not a good idea at all because it doesn't help. Early finish is not getting any incentive. The safety is getting wasted, and that is what is happening. Projects and manufacturing. A project is like a production line from a different frame of reference. In project work, moves through the activity network. What network I have shown? Managing safety, review the critical path and critical chain. I was mentioning about critical path and critical chain. Critical path is the longest chain of dependent events. You remember that diagram I had drawn here, CPM, and in that the event number 1, event number 2, and all those were lying on the critical path because they needed longest time to complete. Critical path is the longest chain of dependent events, longest in time. For example, you remember that to complete that series of events, I needed 115 days complete. So that is the critical path. Critical path in a project is the longest chain of dependent events which takes longest time. That is called as critical path. And I must focus my complete attention on the critical path. In addition to critical path, in TOC, I use one more word that is called as critical chain. Critical chain is the longest chain of tasks, considers both task dependencies and also resource dependencies, because every task needs resources and we depend on availability of resources. Our task gets delayed because of non-availability of resources. Our task gets delayed because of the time required for that task. So, critical chain is the longest chain of tasks, considers both task dependencies and resource dependencies also. And we must concentrate on critical chain, which is synonymous to constraint in TOC. Critical chain. Early start and late start. I have shown in that CPM diagram, if organization starts all the paths at their earliest start, the project leader will have too much on his hands. If every task, because our tendency is to start everything early, because we are beginning everything early. But if everything, all the activities starts early at the same time, the project leader will have too many things on hand, multitasking. Late start, if organization start a path on its late start, then the path doesn't have any time slack, which means that any delay on the path will also cause a delay in the project. The solution, constraint is this, early start or late start. Solution, managing the constraint. Having identified the constraint, what TOC says? The first step, identify the constraint in the project also, the same thing. Identify the constraint, there is a need to exploit the constraint and then subordinate everything else to the constraint in project management also. Project buffer is created by pooling the safety, whatever safety we have built in every step, pool that safety that got built in a task level while estimating. Feeding buffer are another type of time buffer in CCPM that are inserted wherever a non-critical chain task joins the critical chain, just before the critical chain. That is called as feeding buffer. Resource buffer, because in TOC we always talk of buffer. Buffer management will give you the result. We have seen in earlier chapters also. Here also, constraint, buffer. Resource buffer, it is an early warning or a wake-up call for the tasks that are on critical chain, so that the next resource is aware of the priority. If there is lack of resource, immediately there is a wake-up call. Look, you have to take some emergency action, because the task which is on the critical chain needs that kind of a resource in next 2 hours time. Resource buffer, early wake-up call. It's an early warning or wake-up call for the tasks that are critical chain, so that the next resource is aware of the priority. So there are 3 buffers. One is project buffer, is created by pooling the safety that got built in task level while estimating and putting that safety after the critical chain. That is called as project buffer. Feeding buffer, they are another type of time buffer. They are inserted whenever a non-critical chain task meets a critical chain task or joins the critical chain. And at that time, we must have a feeding buffer so that the critical chain task never idles, never suffers from lack of resource or lack of material. Tasks on critical chain should never suffer from non-availability of the resource, from non-availability of the material. And for that, we have to create feeding buffer. Resource buffer, that task on the critical chain needs a resource, so there is an early warning bell so that resource is available right at the time. Guidelines for creating a critical chain. What is critical chain? How to identify the critical chain? Tasks which are important to the success of the project. Without those tasks, the project will not be successful. Underline those tasks. Tasks which are important to the success of the project. Tasks which have to be given priority treatment should be put on critical chain. Obvious, isn't it? Then, tasks that need more scrutiny, more study, more investigation. There is inherent ambiguity. Nobody knows how that task will go on. There is some ambiguity. Put it on the CC, critical chain. Tasks that have resource dependency. Something has to come from foreign country. Something has to come from Dubai. Something has to come from Delhi. We are depending on availability of that resource. Availability of that resource is critical. Put it on the CC. Adjust their positions on CC and not non-critical paths. Guidelines for setting buffers, creating buffers and setting priorities. Create the project buffer and feeding buffer by cutting 50% of the task time and pooling the same at the end of the critical chain, as I have told earlier. Create the project buffer and feeding buffer by cutting 50% of the task time. Task time was 25 days. Cut it into 50%, complete that task in 12.5 days and give those remaining 12.5 days as project buffer after the critical chain, at the end of the critical chain. Project buffer. Once you complete the critical chain, give that project buffer so that your project will never get delayed. Protect the resource dependency by creating the feeding buffer before such tasks. Give the feeding buffer so that resource is never in shortage. Topmost priority should be given to critical chain. We start on it as early as possible. Don't start all the tasks as early as possible. Start critical chain task as early as possible. Create the buffers. Project buffer, feeding buffer. Cut the 50% of task time. Pool it and put it at the end of critical chain. Protect the resource dependency by creating the feeding buffer before such tasks. And topmost priority should be given. Protect the resource dependency by creating the feeding buffer. Topmost priority should be given to critical chain and we start it as early as possible. Remember this. buffer management. We have seen in manufacturing, we have seen in distribution, and here also buffer management is important. Buffer management is a future facing process and contains tracking and assessment of the consumption and replenishment. Consumption and replenishment of buffers. Look at the buffer. Is it in the green zone? Is it in the yellow zone? Or is it on the red zone? Always monitor the buffer. Consumption and replenishment. For example, I need 100 pieces of buffer. The buffer has actually come down to 33 or 30. Find out how much time is required to get the next 100 pieces. Take immediate early emergency actions. Monitor the buffer. It is very important for the project execution. Projects fail because we don't manage the buffers. Projects fail because we don't look after critical chain. We don't focus on critical chain, we focus upon everything and we fail. We focus on critical chain. We focus upon availability of resources on critical chain tasks. We create buffer, we create project buffer, we create feeding buffer, then we don't fail. It helps to identify potential problems much earlier than they would ordinarily be detected using traditional project management techniques. If we monitor our buffers, we identify the potential problems much earlier. We subordinate our everything to this critical chain. Every task on the critical chain is monitored. Buffer is managed. Buffer is monitored. Two essential measurements of project performance in buffer management are percentage of critical chain completed. We have to monitor if the critical chain tasks are 100, what is the percentage of completion? Is it 50, 60, 70, 80%? And next is percentage of project buffer consumed. What is the percentage of project buffer consumed? How much delay has happened and project buffer has been consumed, which we had put after the critical chain? If the project buffer is getting consumed, we must take immediate actions. Percentage of critical chain completed, we must monitor. If it is not getting completed, but project buffer is getting consumed, there is already a wake-up call. Two things: percentage of the critical chain completed and percentage of the project buffer consumed. If it happens that critical chain is completed only 30% and project buffer has been consumed 80%, you are already in a problem. So we have to see two things, not one thing, on a continuous basis: percentage of critical chain completed, percentage of project buffer consumed and remaining. Methods of buffer management. Absolute method: the buffer is divided into three equal parts for the duration of the project. If consumption of the buffer is less than one third than original size, project health is considered okay. Relative methods: if the rate of project buffer consumption is faster than the rate of completion of critical chain, a yellow zone watch should be triggered. What I have said, we should monitor two things: percentage of critical chain completed, percentage of the project buffer completed, and if the rate of project buffer consumption is faster than the rate of completion of critical chain, a yellow zone watch should be triggered, why it is happening, what is the root cause, why the rate of completion of critical chain is slow than rate of project buffer consumption. Project buffer, if it is consumed faster than the critical chain completion rate, it is a danger zone already. So, these are the methods. The method consists of following aspects: reducing bad multitasking, freezing, prioritizing the project for improving the flow, throughput of projects, accelerating the project completion, full kit preparation, project planning, staggering the projects. Stagger it. Don't do everything today. Stagger it. Execution management, providing buffers to protect the planning. Critical chain project management and 5 focusing steps. We have said TOC is 5 focusing steps. Identify the system's constraint. Decide how to exploit the system's constraint. Nothing different. Same thing what we have discussed. Subordinate everything else to the above decision. Leave everything. Look after only critical chain. Create buffers. Manage buffers. Project buffer, feeding buffer, resource buffer. Elevate the system's constraint. If you can do some more investment to elevate the constraint, do it. Critical chain can be made less critical. Return to step 1 if constraint has been alleviated. CCPM culture, CCPM critical change project management. CCPM calls for a different culture. Not adopting to the culture may lead to the failure of CCPM. CCPM helps an individual project to do well. It can play a great role in multi-project environment too. Encourages focusing and discourages bad multitasking. Commit due dates based on staggering mechanism. Encourage focusing since beginning. One word, focusing. Encourage focusing. Discourage bad multitasking. Some things are coming again and again. Commit due dates on staggering mechanism. Ensure and demonstrate support for the priority system created by buffer management. Monitor the buffers. If they are in the red zone, take emergency action. Buffers are project resource, should not be tampered with. Nobody should change the buffers or reduce the buffers. Measure the project progress only on the basis of chain completion, critical chain completion and buffer penetration. Project buffer penetration, critical chain completion. Critical chain, if it is not getting completed and project buffer is getting consumed, that is already a warning signal is there. Offer help. Subordinate everything to that critical chain. Drive and support POOGI, progress, process of ongoing improvement. Eliminate behaviors that waste safety by multitasking, bad multitasking, unreported task completions, incomplete preparations, delayed task starts, procrastination, student syndrome, unclear completion criteria. Eliminate it. don't accept any bad behavior. Don't accept any behavior which is wasting safety. Be committed to buffers. Again and again, in TOC, be committed to buffers. Be committed to buffer management. Act on tasks that are ready but not started. Everything is ready. Due date is also there, but it is not started. Why not started? Ensure that resources are protected from multitasking. Flow is the number one consideration. It must move day in and day out. Move, move and move, on and on. Ensure that tasks are not stuck anywhere. It should not happen that one thing is lying there. Every day I see it is lying there only. It is not moving. It is example of a bad flow. Don't allow it. Again, they have said avoid multitasking, bad multitasking. Tasks are assigned and executed according to their priorities. Talk to your resources every day. Monitor it. Offer help for faster completion of tasks whenever needed. You will feel that it is obvious, but in reality such things are not happening. Help is not given in time. Make preparations in advance for incoming tasks. Find out what are the incoming tasks for tomorrow. Ask, is there any hold up? Find out if there is anything stuck up. If it's particularly on the critical chain, find out if some resource is not available. Find out if there is less buffer, if there is a hole in the buffer. That way we should consider. The plan, project plan should be our Bible. The task should start on the scheduled date only. Manage the buffers. Resources need to follow relay runner ethic. The moment that man passes on the thing to me, I immediately should start running. Don't bother about the due date. As fast as possible for me, I should run. When one task is getting closer to completion, the next task resource is on the track and ready to go as soon as possible. That is the relay runner technique, relay runner ethic. Scheduled dates of start and finish are de-emphasized. Don't bother about scheduled dates of start. When one task is getting closer to completion, the next task resource is on the track and ready to go. Don't worry that my due date is after 2 days. Start it. The resources work as fast as possible towards completion without clocking themselves to scheduled finish dates. Resource capitalize on the early finishes by their predecessors. Try to compensate late finishes by their predecessors by doing their task as fast as possible. Don't waste the safety. If the earlier man finishes early, take advantage of that. If he has completed late, do your task as fast as possible. That is the CCPM culture. Summary: a great deal of new technology is not new knowledge. Innovation is new perception. CCPM puts things together in an innovative way. That could be beneficial to the practitioner. TOC applied in the field of project management and came up with critical chain approach. There is need to understand the following aspects prior to implementation of critical chain project management. Rules of planning, execution of rules, features of CCPM, what CCPM provides, pitfalls addressed by CCPM, limitations of CCPM, benefits of implementing CCPM. Rules of planning, make realistic plans. Make realistic plans, important. Limit the task detailing. Let a task represent a group of work, simple, make it simple. Create, use and modify templates. Create buffers and treat them as project resource. Reduce cycle time. Actions are taken to ensure that due dates for new projects are committed only according to staggering mechanism. Execution rules, assign maximum effective resource to tasks. Ensure flow. Eliminate bad multitasking. Follow priorities. Manage buffers. Respect staggering dates. New way for project management. CCPM helps to define where to focus. Takes care of both task as well as resource dependencies. Embraces uncertainty as part of life. Use variation for project advantage. Simple and meaningful measurements. Project prediction made easy. My friends, CCPM really helps to find out how we can complete our project in time and not fall in line with all other projects. We are failing left, right and center. Your project has to be successful. You will be taking up many projects in your life. I want that your projects are 100% successful. Please go in depth and study and master this CCPM, because your projects cannot fail. They have to be successful. They have to be completed in time. Your customer has to be happy. Your client has to be happy. Your stakeholder has to be happy. Please master this technique of CCPM. CCPM provides rule of thumb for project planning, resolution for priority issues, challenging environment for the team, information as decisions, new ethics and code of conduct for project managers and regional managers, provides visibility to individuals. Pitfalls are addressed. Student syndrome, bad multitasking, Parkinson's law, Murphy's law, loss of safety due to dependencies, panic due to frequent changes, team morale, all these pitfalls are addressed by CCPM. CCPM does not ask for ideal scenarios. It does not create information overload. It does not create analysis paralysis. Does not need a rocket science. Benefits, improved project management success, reduced time to market, simplified project management, in process controls, creates environment for teamwork and high productivity, increased team satisfaction and competitive edge. Thank you.